Archers, 1 to 6 December 2002.
Debbie's keeping herself busy.
I've brought this lot to feed them. I'm going down to the deer.
So you won't be free at all?
Nope, not this afternoon.
Oh, that's a pity. I'm just on my way to pick up Phoebe.
On Sunday?
Oh, Roy and Haley are going to the cinema. Betty can't have her, so I thought you and I could take her out for a treat somewhere.
Sorry.
Oh, never mind. Perhaps we'll go to Willow Farm and have a look at the Grundy world of Christmas. No idea what it's like.
Well, if it's the Grundys...
Hey, it might be fun for Phoebe. They've got Joe dressed up as Father Christmas in his grotto.
Where on earth have they put a grotto?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Ask Dad. Maybe he'll go with you.
No, he's gone out again.
Oh.
Someone he knows who might want to sell a stock trailer, apparently.
Well, I wish I could come and join you, but...
Well, don't forget there's the christingle service tomorrow afternoon. Phoebe's going after school. I don't know if you'll be able to make it.
I'm in Felpsham tomorrow afternoon. Seeing my sister.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course you
so
are.
So I'm not sure when I'll be through.
No, I know.
The sooner it's over, the better.
Oh, darling... I'm not trying to fuss, but have you thought, well, carefully...
Mum, I don't need to think. I'm going for the quickest divorce possible.
Oh, yes, all right. I was only going to say that if you did want to talk about
it
first,
yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap. Truth is, I find it hard to think about anything else. I even dream about it.
Oh, Debbie. I don't want to make things worse, you know that, but, well... I'm here if you need to talk. You only have to say.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
And...
Yeah?
Well, the flat. I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to think about your plans.
No, not yet. Like I said, I've had other things on my mind.
And I know you're not interested in Honeysuckle Cottage anymore.
Mum, please, not now, OK?
All right.
Wait until I've seen the solicitor. Then maybe we'll talk about it.
Josh, no pushing!
He's proper little bruiser, isn't he?
No one's getting bruised. I hope.
Nah, that's the thing about a bouncy castle. They bounce.
That's it, nicely.
That's your top quality castle, that. They don't come any better.
Is that the same one they had at the Pick Your Own?
No, this one's even bigger.
It's well into Neil's barn, though.
Oh, yes, the ideal place out the way. Let's put shelter if it rains.
50 pence a bag, daylight robbery.
Oh, get off, it's a bargain.
Hey, you been up to Home Farm?
No, I'm on my way now. Try and catch Debbie.
OK, you got the card?
Yep, in the car. So, this is the Grundy world of Christmas, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Yuletide fair. Get your Christmas trees and decorations, cakes and gifts for the garden. Is it Santa and his
brother? Yeah, I get the picture.
Hey, Ruth, can you mind these kids for a sec?
What?
Thanks. Make sure they behave. Looks like Clary needs Anne with the cakes.
You won't forget me change, will you? I gave you a fiver.
OK, I'll be right back.
Oh, I don't know. What can you say?
I like it. I think it's great. That plastic Santa up the chimney, how on earth did they get it up there?
That music.
Okay. You've got to admit, it's different.
Oh, yeah, it's that all right.
He's expecting all those other stalls, too.
As Eddie's mates, I suppose.
Some of the stuff isn't bad. You can pick up a bargain.
Yeah, I'll bet. A dodgy-looking bunch, eh?
Well, a Christmas market in a farmyard. Who knows? It might catch on.
Oh, we'll see. Are you okay there with Ben?
Oh, he's fine. He's taking it all in.
Yeah? Okay, then. Well, I better...
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Before you go, I've been trying to talk to you.
Yeah?
I didn't want to worry Pip and Josh.
Why, what's up?
It's my mum. Jane next door rang just after lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't sound too good, I'm afraid. She went round to Mum's last night and there was hardly any food in the house.
Oh, no.
Mum said she was going to open a tin, but...
A tin?
Well, I mean, she hadn't opened her post. I think she's not really bothering.
Mm. Have you talked to her about it? To Heather?
I rang her straight away, but there was no answer.
You know, if she's coming down for Christmas anyway...
Well, exactly. She might as well come down now.
Yeah?
No, she says she's fine. Not to worry about her.
Well, if things are that bad, maybe you should just go up and fetch her.
Oh, time.
Well, you can take Ben with you. We'll cover for you here.
No. Even if I did, if I went all that way, she might still refuse to come back.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what to do.
Look, love, I'll have a think and we'll talk about it.
Come on, ladies and gents. Christmas trees, only £1 a foot. Best in Borsetshire. Oh, all right then, Neil.
No, I'm not. What's that thing doing in my barn?
Thing? Oh, you mean
I can't even get in there. It's full of bouncy castle and Christmas trees and children.
Okay, don't get excited. I'll explain.
I don't want explanations. I want my barn. Now get that stuff out of there.
So what is it?
It's a fax from that oh-so-posh butcher's down towards Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they might be interested if we could offer them a rare breed.
Oh.
Obviously, our meat is far too common for their customers. Might be worth sticking it on the file, though.
Yeah, I'll do that when I've seen to the deer.
Right. Oh, and I've got this for you.
What?
Christmas card to you and Simon.
Oh.
And it's only the 1st of December. Pretty good, eh? Debbie? Hey.
No, it's okay. I just...
Hey, what's up?
It's, is it anything? No, it's all right. It's,
Look, I'm really sorry. Have I said something?
No, no, nothing like that.
So what is it?
We've split up, me and Simon. This time it's for good.
Oh, Debbie. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But how? What?
Oh, well, it's all pretty sorted. I caught him with a woman. I walked straight in on them. It was obvious what was going on. There was no way he could deny it. Yeah, right. So that's it. That's the end.
What does he say?
Oh, I don't care what he says or does. I'm going to divorce him. I never want to see him again.
So, I mean, he hasn't tried to kind of talk his way out of him?
No, no. You see, he wasn't just knocking off one of his students. This woman's in a different league altogether. She's the wife of his head of department.
The what?
Yeah, it's true. We shan't be sending any Christmas cards this year.
No!
Come on! You can't do this to Mike on his birthday.
What's Mike's birthday got to do with it?
Well, what's he going to feel like when he comes home and finds that you've
I don't care about Mike. I want that stuff out of my barn.
So where else am I going to put it?
You want me to answer that?
All right, there's no need to get
all... I'm sorry to interrupt.
Eh?
I'm taking my lot home now. You said you'd have me change.
What?
For the bouncy castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang on. There you go.
Thanks very much.
So, did the kiddies enjoy their bounce?
Yeah, they had a great time.
Yeah. See, Neil? You're asking me to deprive these little kiddies at Christmas time.
Oh, for crying.
You tell him.
I think I'll keep out of this. Pip, George, come on.
It's no good, Eddie. You're not getting out of this one.
So what am I going to do then?
You're going to let that thing down now and get it out of here.
No? Oh, come on.
No, and I mean now, this minute.
I got customers waiting.
All right, if you want your dip, then I'll have to.
Hey, Neil, get away from that.
Well, I've had enough.
Hello? Sorry, Phoebe's been waiting to have a go on the bouncy castle.
Oh,
And she's brought her teddy for a bounce, too. 50p, I've got some change, yeah?
Sorry, Mrs. Aldridge, afraid there'll be no more bouncy castle.
No, but why am I not?
Because Neil wants it out of his barn. I'm going to have to take it down now.
Oh, isn't there time for just one?
What? Sorry.
Oh, that is a shame. Phoebe was so looking forward to it.
Can't help that. Don't blame me. Blame old Scrooge here.
Darling, I'm sorry you can't have a bounce today.
Look, it's not my fault, Mrs. Aldridge. It's not supposed to be in my barn.
Oh, sweetie pie, don't cry.
Yeah, see what you've done?
Look, we'll go and see Father Christmas instead.
And you've got no shame at all, Neil Carter.
Would you like a mince pie?
All right. All right. It can stay there for now.
How long?
I said for now. But you've not heard the last of this, Eddie.
Mum, listen, it'd be no trouble at all. We'd love you to come. Yeah, but...
Hey, Ben. You're getting bored in there.
I know, but wouldn't it just be easier if...
Hey?
All right.
You are, aren't you?
Look, Ben's starting to grumble. I'll have
come
to go
on
now.
Come on.
I'll ring you tomorrow.
Yes, yes, come on. There's my boy.
Thank
So, is she still refusing to budge then?
No, I was wasting my breath. She's fine. I'm making a fuss over nothing. She doesn't want to come down.
Well, you tried.
And you can tell she means it too. I don't know what I'm going to do with her.
Oh, love, look, you mustn't let it get you down.
Well, all that and the news about Debbie and Simon.
It's all a bit much, eh?
I still find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me sick. How could he do that to Debbie?
Well, he must have been cheating on her for years.
And that time he was going out with Brenda. I know she says it was all innocent, but...
Yeah, it's only because he was found out before it went too far.
Oh, poor Debbie. Oh. It must be so devastating for her.
Hey, listen, remember, it is just between ourselves, yeah? She doesn't want it spread around.
No.
All right, all right.
Oh, I suppose I'd better get on. Ben's getting hungry.
Yeah, here, do you want to take it?
Yeah.
There you go. Listen, love. About your mum, can I make a suggestion?
Of course.
Well, you said that if you went up there, you might not be able to persuade her to come back.
Oh, you know what she's like.
Right, so how about if I went up there instead?
You?
Yeah. I bet if I turned up on her doorstep, she wouldn't argue with me. Not after I'd come all that way to fetch her.
Well, maybe. But you don't want her to have
to
go...
No, I could. If I called her now and said I was coming, I could go up tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. There's no urgent need for me to be here. Bert's coming in. I can ask Dad to help Chabba.
Are you really serious?
Yeah, why not? I'll go up to Prudder tomorrow, come back on Tuesday, and I'll make sure I bring Heather back with me.
Well, no song on Shula's lips, I'm afraid. She's learning the truth about Simon.
Poor Debbie.
Yes. Well, there's no question about it now. She'll have to divorce him. She's seeing her solicitor about it today.
Yes. Yes, I see.
And the sooner she's rid of that man, the better. Oh, I can't imagine how I was ever taken in by him. But it seems we all were.
Well, give her my love, won't you? Tell her... Well, just say I'm thinking of her.
Yes. Oh, it's been such an awful time. I haven't even felt like talking to anybody about it.
Have you told... I mean, who else?
Oh, just the family for now. Mum and... Well, I called in to see Jill before coming to you. We don't want the whole world gossiping about it yet.
No, no, of course.
Though I'm sure people will find out soon enough.
And will Simon... I mean, do you think he'll agree to the divorce?
Well, he wouldn't dare to stop it now. Not after this.
No. Well, thanks for coming to tell me, Jennifer. I'll keep it to myself for now.
Well, do let Alistair know, of course.
Oh, yes.
I suppose you'd better tell...
Mum, come on!
Oh, is that Daniel?
Yes, it's a school inset day. What are they up to now?
OK, make way. Can I come?
What are you doing?
That is so cold.
You've been married for how long?
2.5 years.
And you say this isn't his first affair?
Depends what you mean by affair.
Has he been unfaithful to you during the course of your marriage?
Oh, yes. He's admitted to at least 2.
I see.
But this all goes way back. I mean, a few years ago, just before we were married, one of his students accused him of sexual harassment, and there was a big fuss. He could have lost his job.
Was the harassment proved?
No. The girl backed down. She withdrew her complaint.
This may seem irrelevant, but I've got to ask you. As far as you're concerned, is there any question of a possible reconciliation?
No. Oh, no, absolutely not. No question at all. I don't even want to talk to him if I can help it.
Okay. Okay. Well, it helps to be clear from the start.
All I want is to file a petition or whatever it is I have to do. Adultery is enough, isn't it?
Well, we could decide to go for it.
And I want that woman's name on the petition there in black and white so we all know exactly what we're talking about.
I do understand how you must feel, of course. Why don't we go through it carefully and Think about all the implications.
Right, let's have a look.
I polished them.
Yes, well done. And don't wear them now. Wear your slippers. And I'll iron your clean shirt for you.
Okay, well, who's for another dip in the horse trough? I can recommend it. Nice and bracing.
Kenton.
Yes, okay, sis, once was enough. Too much slime and too many creepy crawlies in there.
No, it's not funny. It's just...
Yes, childish, pathetic, I know. I guess I'll never grow up.
Daniel, go and find your shirt. It's in the airing cupboard. Go on. Good boy.
Don't be too hard on him. It's not his
Kenton,
fault.
About these dares.
Only a bit of harmless fun, sis.
But don't you think you should really...
And I've got to burn up my creative energy somehow, now that the cyber cafe's gone down the pan.
Well, I'm sorry about that, of course, but...
So I sat in the horse trough. I mean, no damage done. No one's got hurt. And I got a bath into the bargain.
Yes, but you...
Hey, what about Simon Gerard? Mr. Super Stud. God, is he a scumbag or what?
Now, look, it's just in the family. No one else is to know.
Okay, okay. You really think I'm so crass and irresponsible? All right, don't answer that. What time's this Christingle service?
5. I'm going with Ruth. David's gone up to Prudder.
Oh, yeah, his mercy dashed to the north, Dave, the great hero.
I think it's very good of him.
Yeah, my little brother saves the day yet again.
Are you coming to the church?
Yeah, I'll tag along. Oh, and as you're busy now, I thought I'd take Dan for a stroll beforehand.
Where?
He wants to see the Grundy World of Christmas.
Oh, Kenton, I don't want him.
All right, all right. No messing about, no dares. I promise.
While I'm sure your husband has been unfaithful, in this case, we've no actual proof of the adultery.
Well, I caught them kissing each other. He was all over her.
Not quite enough, I'm afraid.
Well, how much do you need?
Well...
Yes, 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 all right, I see.
It doesn't mean we can't go for adultery. But as for your idea of naming the correspondent...
Oh, I can do that if I want, surely.
Yes, but then we'd have to send a petition to her, as well as your husband, and she could just deny it. Then we'd be back where we started.
So, basically, naming her is just a waste of time?
It's not going to help you. Not if you're in a hurry.
I see.
And I do generally advise against it, if all it's going to do is to inflame an already difficult situation.
Okay. So tell me what I should do.
I think we should write to your husband and ask him whether he'll admit to the adultery. From what you say, he must accept that the marriage has broken down irretrievably.
Yeah, even he must have realised that.
So he might decide that the best thing to do is to admit it and get the whole thing over with as quickly as possible.
Well...
And as cheaply, too.
Maybe, though what if he doesn't? I mean, he may deny it all just out of spite. He's quite capable.
Let's try this first. We'll give him a time limit, say a couple of weeks, to reply. And I could suggest that if he does admit, we won't ask him to pay the costs of the petition.
Yes. Yeah, whatever you think is best.
Then we'll have to wait and see what happens.
I want another go. Please, Kenton.
Sorry, mate, I'm out of cash.
I've only got 20.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Eddie.
Okay, roll up, roll up. Only 50 pence a go.
Yeah, Dan's used up his pocket money.
Ah, well, another time, mate.
Hold on. How much do you say you had, Dan?
20p.
Okay, look, if you ask Uncle Eddie nicely, I'm sure he'll give you a special discount.
Yeah, please.
Sorry, no can do.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to, but...
He's paid for 2 goes. Can't you let him have another?
I can't go making exceptions. It wouldn't be fair on the others.
Skinflint.
It's 50p or nothing.
Oh.
Okay, Dan.
Eddie.
Oh, great.
Come on, let's go find something else to do.
So, it's still there.
Okay.
And the trees, too.
Before you start throwing another tantrum, Neil, just let
no,
me...
No, no, I don't want to hear any more of your excuses.
If you want it down, I'll take it down. It's going to be hard on those poor little kiddies. They're going to miss it.
Well, maybe we won't have to upset those poor little kiddies.
Aye?
How about this? You keep the bouncy castle in my barn, and I get all the profits from it.
Oh, come off it.
That's the deal. You can take it or leave it.
All the profits? You can't ask
okay,
me...
Okay, fine. Then it's out.
Neil... Be reasonable.
I am being reasonable. You get your big attraction, the kiddies get their bounce, and I get the cash.
All of it. 100%.
Yeah. Every last penny.
But you can't. That ain't...
Come on. I got my pigs to feed.
All right. 50-50.
No. 2/3. Sorry.
What do you want? Blood?
Okay, let's say 2/3.
All right, you're on.
And I'll have the other third for the trees.
You what?
2/3 for the bouncy castle, 1/3 for storing the trees. Eddie?
That's disgusting. It's all poopy in there.
Well, that's pigs for you.
I wouldn't like to go in there, would you?
No, thanks.
I bet you wouldn't even dare.
Did you say dare?
Yeah, go on. I dare you. See if you can catch a piglet.
Well, catch a piglet. I'm not saying I couldn't.
Dare you.
I've done my dare for today. Anyway, it's your one next, remember?
Dare you.
Not today. Now, come on, let's get you home.
Mum?
Darling, hello.
Got here too late by the look of it.
Yes, the service is over.
Thought I might catch Phoebe lighting her candle.
Oh, I'm sorry you missed her. They've gone home. She was so sweet.
Got caught in the traffic.
Tell me, darling, how did you get on with the solicitor?
Oh, no real problems.
So what did...
Oh, look, Uncle Tom's old crib. Still going strong.
Yes, still as charming as ever.
Hmm. Magic, isn't it?
Mm. But look carefully. Can you see anything strange? Well, baby Jesus, he's not there. He's gone missing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't notice until Janet told me, and she's sure it was there when she got the crib out.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Mm. Anyway, come on. Tell me what the solicitor said.
Not here, Mum.
No, it's all right. Nobody can hear us.
Well, she's going to write to Simon and ask him if he'll admit to the adultery.
Oh, but can't you just
no,
tell
no, him? No, Mum, I'll tell you all about it later.
Well, what if he doesn't?
It may slow things up a bit, that's all. But I'll still be able to divorce him, don't worry about that.
Oh, well, that's a relief anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty shattered and I've still got the deer to do,
oh,
so...
Oh, poor you.
Oh, I'm okay.
Well... You don't have to go back to the flat, darling. I've given your room a good clean-out.
Yeah,
so, I know you don't want to be with us forever.
Yeah, look, that's good of you, Mum, but like I said, I really don't want to move back home.
Oh, but darling...
No, honestly, I've thought about it.
Look, you can't stay in the flat.
No, I'm not going to.
So, where else can you go?
Well, there is the holiday cottage, the one Kate used to have.
Yes, but why there?
Well, it's empty now, and it's not booked either, is it?
No, but you could...
It would suit me fine. Close to home, and it's got no associations.
Well, if that's what you really want...
Just till I get back on my feet again. Then I'll have to look for somewhere more permanent.
But wouldn't it be so much easier if you came home? But just for a while, you'd have your meals cooked, your washing done...
Mum, I can't. I'm 32. It would be too much like running home to my parents.
Well, of course it wouldn't.
That's how it would feel. That's what I did last time. No, it's got to be a clean break. I want to make a fresh start on my own.
Yes. All right, darling. I understand.
No one's getting much sleep at Brookfield.
Jabba?
Ruth, why are you here? You should be sleeping.
That's just what I was going to say to you.
It's after midnight.
Well, someone is still wide awake.
Hey, Ben, you monkey.
Thought some fresh air might make me sleepy.
And you were worrying about the calving.
Not worrying, exactly.
Well, there's no need. The cow's fine. We have a good, healthy calf.
So I see.
I wouldn't sleep. Not until I know everything is all right.
Well, you should get up to bed now, or you'll be out of it tomorrow.
Okay. But first, I have to give him some silage.
It wasn't just Ben who kept me awake. I've been worrying about me mum.
Why? If she's coming with David tomorrow.
It's today now, if she ever gets here.
But she said
she's... David reckons he's talked her round. I'll believe it when I see it.
When she's here, I don't think she'd want to go home again.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Jennifer, good morning.
Huh? Hello.
Always something to be done, isn't there?
Yes, I've just...
Well, I've got the morning off and I said to myself, forget about the housework, I'm going for a walk instead.
Ah, lovely morning for it. Nice and crisp.
Yes. Expecting guests, are you?
Guests?
The cottage. I thought you normally changed over at the weekend.
Oh, no, no, this isn't for guests. I was giving the place the once over, you know.
Oh, and Jennifer, while I think of it, what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Oh, I don't know. Brian may have something on.
Well, I tell you why I'm asking. You see, I shan't be here for Christmas. So this year, I'm going to have a New Year's Eve party instead.
Oh, I see.
I'll be sending out formal invitations, of course. I do hope you'll be able to come.
Yes, yes, so do I.
And what about Debbie and Simon?
Oh,
I'd like to invite them too, but I don't know their address in Borchester.
I don't think I know the postcode offhand.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll send it with yours, if you could pass it on.
He woke about two and started to grumble. And I thought, uh-oh, here we go. But I thought I'd just leave him a few minutes and see. The next thing I knew, it was 6:15, and he was awakened for breakfast.
Oh, come on, let me take him for you. Come on. Well, you little terror. Oh, I think you slept better than I did last night.
Hey. You're supposed to be bright and breezy so you can support me in the daytime.
Well, life hasn't been so restful for me these last few days.
So what's the news on Derby and Simon?
Has she seen the solicitor? Named for adultery.
I suppose that's the obvious choice.
Yeah. She's hoping Simon will come clean and admit to it.
Well, let's hope he does. Make it quick and painless.
Painless?
And she can start to move on. We can all move on.
Yeah, let's hope so, yes.
Has she sorted out where she's going to live?
She's moving into one of our holiday cottages.
So she's really given up on honeysuckle?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, well.
Sorry, I did my best.
There'll be other buyers.
So what with one thing and another?
I don't blame you for feeling stressed out.
Oh, I'm okay. Debbie's the one who needs the sympathy, not me.
This one here. I think she's scouring a little bit.
Right. Doesn't look anything serious.
I'll keep an eye on her.
You do that. Any other problems?
Not really. The one that was born last night is doing fine.
Great. Hope it's not made you too tired.
Nah, I'm all right.
Well, David will get up tomorrow morning so you can have a lie-in.
You think he'll be back soon?
Any minute. He called to say he was off the motorway.
Good. I can't wait to meet your mother.
Well, just bear in mind, she may not be at her best when she gets here.
Yes, I'll remember. Do you mind if I have the radio on?
No, if you want to.
Radio Borsetshire. They play some good songs. Hey, I like this one. Ba bum, ba da ba. Don't you like it?
Not exactly my favourite, no.
It's good. They play it all the time.
Oh, they sure do.
Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba. Can we all join in?
Oh, Linda, hi.
Go on, don't let me stop you. No, I don't sing well. My voice is not good.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
So what can I do for you, Linda?
Well, I wondered if you and David had any plans for New Year's Eve.
I'm not sure what we'll be doing. Why?
Robert and I will be having a little party at home.
Oh.
Well, quite a big party, I hope. You're all invited. Chabba, too, if he's going to be here.
A party? Yeah, cool.
Well, it's nice of you to ask.
Ruth, the car. David's here.
Great.
Well, I'll send you an invitation anyway.
Look, the thing is, we've got me mum down to stay.
You'll bring her too.
She's just arrived now.
Ah, well, she'll be tired. Perhaps I'll be on my way then.
Chabba, come and say hi to her. Mum.
Oh, hello, Pat. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, and you. Did you have a good journey?
Oh, you know, the usual cues.
Yeah, bit of a snarl up round Brum.
You must be pretty shattered.
Oh, no, don't you worry about me.
You'd better introduce her, though.
Oh, look, this is our student, Chaba.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Oh, hello, Chaba. So you're the German boy?
No.
No, I'm from Hungary.
Of course you are. Oh, how silly of me. David's been telling me all about you.
I've got your bag, Heather.
Do you need any help?
No,
I'm quite able to take my own bag, thank you. I'm not an invalid.
No, Mum.
Well, I've got it now anyway.
Well, all this fuss, it really isn't necessary.
No, come on, no more arguing. Come inside. Yeah, come on, quietly. Shh. Should give us half an hour if we're lucky.
Shall I make some more tea?
Oh, no rush. Come on, sit down with me.
Half an hour's about all I've got, I'm afraid.
Well, I'll be grateful for that.
Yes.
Brian, what is it?
What?
Come on. If you can't talk to me...
It's Debbie, I suppose. It's really upset me to see the way she's been had.
By her deceitful swine of a husband.
By this whole wretched business.
But that's not all, is it?
Hmm?
Adultery. It's an ugly word.
Siobhan.
No, listen. You said it yourself. We're not like them. We're different. Don't you still believe it?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, it's true. We're not having a casual affair. What we've got is something real. It's precious. And there's worry.
Darling, I know...
And as for Simon Gerard, he's just a lying son of a bitch who doesn't give a tinker's about anybody but himself. From what you say, he's been through half the girls in his department.
Yes, it just happens to be my daughter he's messed around.
Well, she had to find out sooner or later. It was never going to be easy.
No.
And you mustn't let yourself feel guilty because of what he's done to her.
Oh, it's the way she's been hurt. The inevitability of it all. That's what I find so hard to bear.
She's strong. She'll get through it. Right. Paying for last night, I suppose.
No. You stay there. Let me go to him.
Chabba's made a start on the milking. I have to go back out and straw down the yard.
Come on, you can give yourself another 10 minutes.
Well...
If you want to hold the fort here, I'll do the yard myself.
No, I've been stuck in the car all day.
So, how was it?
Well...
It's okay, she's gone up to change.
Well, you saw what she's like.
She seemed quite pleased to see me.
Yeah.
And as for us making a fuss about nothing... Well, I knew she'd say that. It's par for the course.
Yeah, it's more that...
Yeah?
It's like, when she said she was managing on her own, I think there was a part of her that really wanted to believe it. Even though it was perfectly obvious to everyone else that she wasn't.
Oh, it's been so long since she lived on her own. She's always had Dad there.
Yeah. And when she walked out of the front door this morning, I could see it was a real wrench for her. Oh. And she wasn't letting on, of course, but... For a moment, she looked like she did after the funeral.
Must have been like saying goodbye all over again.
Yeah. Now then.
So you're okay with supper then, love?
About 7-ish.
Yeah, fine by me.
What shall I do? Shall I peel some potatoes?
No, thanks, Mum. It's pasta.
Okay, well, I'll get out to the yard then.
See you later.
Yeah, okay.
There's some tea here for you, Mum.
Tea? No, I've come down to give you a hand.
Mum, I'm going to get cross with you in a moment.
Only trying to help. You know how I hate to sit around.
Okay, if you really want to help, you take your grandson for a few minutes.
He looks quite happy where he is.
He'd be even happier on your lap. Come on.
Well, if you're sure.
There we are. There you go. Whoops, mine is a bit sticky.
Well, then... Oh, he's not sure who I am. I think he's forgotten me.
No, of course he hasn't.
Oh, he looks a bit upset.
No.
I think you'd better take him back again.
Perhaps. No, Mum, he's just getting used to you. Here, Ben, look who's here. You know who that is, don't you?
Oh, see?
Oh, what a big smile.
Yeah, it's your granny, isn't it?
I thought you'd play a trick on me. Oh, you're just a big tease. That's what you are.
Like his granddad.
So, what do you think of all this?
See? He's thrilled to bits.
You remember me now, he pet. Yes. Your granny's come to stay.
Oliver's trying his luck at the Borchester Prime Stock Show.
OK, let's have another go at his tail.
I'm curry, Cole.
Oh, thanks. If you do the header...
You still say you got a winner here.
Well, take another look at that limousine. Bought a pen.
Nah, there's no chance.
Shame you're not one of the judges.
Morning. Phil.
Hello.
Oh, so you fancy your chances?
Well, I know this isn't Smithfield.
Only the Borchester Prime Stock Show.
Thought I might as well have a go.
Yes, why not?
Well, I reckon we're in with a chance.
Well,
he's looking very handsome.
Until you take a look at the competition.
Well, I know a quality beast when I see one, even if the judges don't.
Well,
I wish you luck anyway.
Thanks, we'll need it. Okay, Ed, I think that'll have to do.
Okay.
Now, thanks for all your help. Now, don't feel you're obliged to stick around. Well, unless you want to.
Well, don't
want to
miss the judging.
Well, you're not helping at Willow Farm today, the Christmas market.
That's gone a bit quiet since the weekend. Dad can manage on his own.
Too much like one of your car boot sales.
Well, no, I don't mind it when it's busy. It's a laugh. Last night, me and Fallon sneaked a quart of Grandad's cider.
That can't have helped your profits much.
Well, Dad's not supposed to be flogging it up there any road.
Better not say too much in front of an ex-magistrate.
Whoops.
Oh, I've got far more important things to worry about. My Christmas choir, for one.
Oh, yes.
I've had another setback. Tom's just announced that he'll have to drop out.
Really?
I'll be doing a solo if it goes on.
Well, Ed.
Oh, no, don't look at me. Mum's already told you I can't do it.
And you won't reconsider?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't risk my vocal cords on carols. I've got to save my voice for the band.
Oh, right, well...
Well, if you're really getting so desperate...
Yes, Oliver, did Caroline mention it to
you? Yes, she did indeed. I meant to give you a call.
What, you think you might be interested?
Yes. I'll give it a bash. Why not?
Oh, good. Well done.
But don't expect Placido Domingo.
No. But another male voice would be splendid.
Here, Oliver, the judges.
Ah, right. Fingers crossed then, Ed.
Afternoon. Is Mike around?
No, he ain't.
Any idea when he'll be back?
No, not for a while. He's handing out our flyers at the Prime Stock Show.
OK.
Can I give him a message?
It's about some clearing work in Leader's Wood.
Oh.
Well, tell him I'll call later.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What's this special Yuletide offer?
Oh, for the Bouncy Castle. Only 10p a bounce, marked down from 50.
That sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, well, it's what they call a loss leader.
Well, I'd make it 20. I bet you'd still get as many takers.
Well, no, I don't like taking money out of kiddies' pockets, especially not at Christmas time.
Very altruistic of you.
Besides, it ain't me who gets the profits, it's Neil Carter.
Ah, yeah.
Get rent for using his bone. Tight-fisted bigot. So I might as well drop the price. Don't see why it should go to line his pockets.
Very ingenious.
I thought about making it free, but we've got to cover the rental.
Well, you need somebody to bring in the punters if it's always as quiet as this.
Oh, no. We'll be doing all right. Not so busy midweek, but you'd expect that. It'll pick up again at the weekend.
Eddie, these Christmas trees, have you got any smallish ones?
Yeah, all sizes. Take your pick.
Well, I should think a 3 or 4 footer would do.
Yeah. You know your missus has already been up here and brought a couple.
Yes, yeah, this is an extra. It's a Christmas present for one of the men.
Oh, OK. So, what about this one here? Looks as if it'd be nice and bushy.
Yeah, that'll do nicely. Yeah, and I'll have some of those fairy lights too.
No, I never said I would.
You did?
No, I only said I could if I wanted.
Come on, I did my dare.
Yeah, but this is much more difficult.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Hey, nobody calls me that.
Yes, you are. Chicken.
Watch it.
Hello.
Okay, look, I'll do it, but one word from you and you're...
Yeah, I'll go get my welly.
Hey, wait.
Whose chicken?
Oh, hiya, Dad. I was just discussing the menu for supper.
Mm. Is Shula around?
No, she's at a PCC meeting.
Oh, yes, the one with the rural dean.
Anything I can do?
No, it's just I'm going to the cash and carry. I wondered if she wanted anything.
Don't know.
So, you keeping busy yourself?
Oh, yeah, yes, they make sure I work all my crust.
And how are your business plans coming along?
I didn't think you were interested.
Oh, that's hardly fair, Kenton.
OK, well, they're coming along just fine and dandy, thanks.
Oh, so, you're still too busy to join the choir?
Sorry, you know how it is.
Yeah. All these pranks you've been getting up to with Daniel, they must be very time-consuming.
Creative play, Dad. I'm thinking of writing a book about it.
Really?
Yeah. I would offer you a cup of tea, only...
No, thanks. I'm off to Brookfield. Say hello to Heather.
I hear Dave practically had to drag her down here.
Yeah, well, it's been a very difficult time for her. I'm sure she'll soon realise it's for the best.
Yes, well, you can count on Dave to make her feel welcome.
Well, I think we should all try. Your mum and I are going round there for supper tomorrow night.
Oh, so you won't be going to the Do on the Green, the Christmas lights?
Oh, yes, it is right after that.
OK, then. See you there.
Right. Bye.
Okay, now we'll see who's chicken.
There. Now, what do you think?
Bit more tinsel on the right.
Okay. How's that?
That's it. It's perfect.
I couldn't find an angel to go on the top.
No, it's gorgeous. It's a lovely surprise.
All thanks to the Grundy world of Christmas. Well, the tree and the lights. I got the rest of the stuff from down the road.
Oh, little one. You can't still be hungry.
It win.
You may be right. Yeah, come on. Let's see if we can...
Now, shall I turn on the lights?
Oh, yes. Must have the lights.
Okay.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, let's see. Yes. Oh, I think that's quite festive, don't you?
So sweet.
Mm.
Oh, mine. Oh. Rory. Oh, it's been sick on my shoulder.
Okay, well...
Oh, look, there's a cloth over there.
No, it's not much. Here, look, I'll use this.
That's not your hanky.
It's okay.
That's a nice one, too.
No, keep still.
Oh.
There.
Thanks.
I'll rinse this out.
Oh, no, do you need more than a rinse? Chuck it in with the washing, I'll put it through the machine.
You sure?
Yeah, least I can do.
Right.
I'll have it nice and clean for you next time you're here.
Well, I hope you're feeling better now, young man.
He's seen the lights, look. Sure he's watching them.
Yes. Yeah, he's blinking away at something.
There, Rory. What's that, eh? Huh? Isn't it pretty?
It could be just wind again.
Oh, it's so great to have a proper tree. Makes the whole place feel Christmassy.
Well, that's the general idea.
We could put our presents under it on Christmas Eve. Open them in the morning. Brian... Couldn't you manage it somehow?
Oh, my love.
Our first Christmas with Rory.
Sure, for one.
But I know it's difficult for you, but... I mean, don't you want us to spend it together?
You know how much I'd love
so
to.
So will you be here with us?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It doesn't have to be for long. I mean, just a couple of hours. Look, an hour even.
I can't say. I mean, I'm not even sure what Jenny's got planned.
No.
I'll have to be there for lunch. Then there's the shoot on Boxing Day. That doesn't leave me much time.
All right.
Siobhan, I don't want to be there. I want to be here with you and Rory.
But you won't be.
I promise you, if I can get away...
No, please. Don't make promises you can't keep.
If I can get away on Christmas Day, if it's humanly possible, then I will. I'll come here and be with you. And that is a promise.
Okay, so... I go in there, catch a piglet, bring it over to you.
So I can touch it.
Yeah, though, why you'd want to.
That was the dare. You've got to let me touch it.
All right. Then I let it go again and we're square, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for it.
So no prizes this year?
Not even a highly commended.
The whole thing's a fix, if you ask me.
I wasn't really expecting to win.
Well, now that you've fetched me back my assistant...
Oh, yeah, who's he?
You can go up and mind the bouncy castle.
Yeah, but there's nobody...
And stick a new tape in the PA while you're at it.
Here, 10p a go.
Yeah. Our lost leader. Get one over on Neil Carter.
Oh, yeah, nice one, Dad.
Those mince pies look good. Perhaps I'll take a few with me.
Ah, oh, right you are. Do you want to serve the gentleman, Ed?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and would you like to buy some mistletoe as well?
I shan't need any. I've got plenty of my own.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, I did have. Last time I looked.
Hey, Eddie. I'll have some mistletoe.
Oh. Is that to keep off the vampires back in Transylvania?
No. I want to buy some for Fallon.
Oh, yeah?
There you go. I reckon one bunch will see you all right with Fallon Rogers.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Have you £1, please?
Thank you.
Hey, come here, you. Come on.
Go on, faster.
Oh, sure, you try running in this.
There's one behind you.
Hey, piggy, are you? Hey, come back. Oh, no.
Get up, Kenton, get up.
Get up? I'm stuck. Oh, yuck.
I can help you.
No, stay there. No, Daniel, wait. The gate, Daniel.
I came up with Chabba. I want to look at the trees.
There seems to be quite a rush at the moment.
Oh, and Oliver, I'm trying to arrange our next rehearsal for the choir. How are you fixed for the weekend?
Well, if you tell me when.
Well, 6 o'clock Saturday?
Yeah, that's fine. I just hope I won't be out of my depth.
Oh, no, I'm sure you won't.
Well, I'm quite happy with a good tune, but I'm not sure about anything too fancy.
Oh, no, not this one again.
Well, I'm hoping for a four-part harmony, but you know, nothing too complicated.
Well, in that case...
No, please, mercy, it's driving me mad.
Well, it's just such a relief to have another male voice. I mean, without Tom, I'm still short of a tenor.
I can't really help you there.
I really like this.
Though, perhaps...
Well, never heard him sing before.
Not bad, is it?
No, I never even thought to ask him. Hey, Chabba.
Oh, look out. Oh, what on earth?
No! Who let them out?
Hey, Chabba.
Oh, no!
Mix.
They'll have the tables over.
Look at
the show. Hey, don't just stand there. Help me catch them.
Is there a mystery thief at large in Ambridge?
Janet reckons a mouse might have took it. But a mouse ain't big enough.
Yeah, a rat's more likely.
Well, there ain't no rats over in the church.
Not that I've ever heard. Okay, you pass me the end of the light.
And why would a rat want to walk off with a baby Jesus?
Well...
He can't eat it. Tom Forrest whittled it from a piece of wood.
No.
Like all the rest of the figures.
Now then, the staple.
If you ask me, it was a two-legged rat that come in and took it.
Ah, but why?
Ooh, that's a big question.
Yeah. Any more slack in that wire?
No, that's it.
Okay, if you hold it up...
Well, so I'm going to put up a notice in the parch.
Missing one baby Jesus.
If you're not going to take this seriously...
Oh, I'm sorry, Bert, but you must see it's got its funny side.
Well, no, I don't.
And you've not considered the fact that it might have been lost accidentally?
Well... I can't see you.
Well, maybe you'd best not make too much of a fuss. If it does turn up, you'll have egg on your face.
Well, Janet's been through that church with a fine-tooth comb. So have I.
Right. OK, then, let's see if they work.
And it's only 3 weeks till Christmas, so I think we should...
Good.
Ooh.
All set for tonight.
Yeah. Now, I think we should go ahead and get a replacement.
Ah, a new baby Jesus?
Now, George, you're handy with a penknife. You think you could whittle us a new one?
Oh, well, you see, technically that's quite a challenge.
Oh.
Find the right piece of wood, with the grain and the density.
What are you moithering about?
Bert, of course I'll whittle you a new one. I'd be delighted.
I had to soak them overnight, rinse them, and then put them through the machine.
Look, sis, I've told
you... And
do
the same with all the rest of his clothes, and yours too.
Well, you didn't have to. I'd have done mine.
Oh, I didn't hear you offering.
Well, it was too late.
I knew something like this would happen. I knew those dares were bound to end in trouble.
Yes, all right. No more dares, I promise. But, you know, I did help to round up the piglets. And I apologise to Eddie and Mike.
And to Neil.
Well, there's no reason why Neil should have to know, is there?
Oh.
I don't suppose Eddie or Michael tell him.
Captain, you were so lucky. If you'd lost one of his pigs or injured one...
But I didn't, did I? And I'm really, really sorry about the clothes.
Oh, well, if you really mean what you say about the Dares.
My word is my bond. And we were running out of Dares anyway.
What?
How was that meeting yesterday, the church wardens thing?
What? You want to know about the meeting?
Yeah, you seemed a bit stressed out when you got back.
Oh, was I?
I wondered if you'd all got a rocket from the Rural Dean.
Kenton, if I was stressed when I got home, it was nothing to do with the Rural Dean.
Okay, point taken.
If you really want to know, he was very impressed with our plans.
Oh, good. I'm really glad for you, sis.
Hiya. Still busy with the washing?
Oh, hello. Nearly done. Yes, he's even suggested we have an overseas student on a placement next Easter, perhaps.
Male or female?
Coming in for some lunch?
Yes, one more minute.
I'll have to be on my way back by 5:30.
Okay, well, I'm off to Lower Loxley. I'm having lunch with Kathy, yeah. Was it okay if I borrow the car?
Yes, take it.
And keep well away from those Tamworths.
Ouch. Nice one, Al.
Oh, here, darling, peg these socks up for me, would you?
Not going to try much out here.
No, it's more to give them an airing.
Kenton's still busy eating humble pie.
Shall we talk about something else?
Okay. How about Christmas?
Oh, will you be finished in time to see the lights switched on this evening?
Yeah, all being well. Doug's covering for me.
Great. I'll give Daniel his supper early and we can eat afterwards.
Fine. Though, by Christmas I meant, presumably we'll have the pleasure of Kenton's company.
Yes. He's been asked to Brookfield.
Okay. Don't really mind either way.
They're the only home he's got, Alistair.
So it seems.
In fact, it did cross my mind. Perhaps we should ask Kathy and Jamie as well.
Well...
It would make it more of a party. And it would be nice for Daniel, too.
You and that boy. You're as bad as each other. You both deserve to have your bottom smacked.
Oh, well, if you're...
No.
Oh, you still haven't heard the funniest bit?
Oh, dear, no, but I've a feeling you're going to tell me.
You see, after the piglets escaped, I cornered a couple of them and they shot straight into Santa's grotto.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it all went very quiet. Then there was this huge roar and Joe came storming out, his beard all sideways, his robes trailing in the wind. It's brilliant. He looked like some ancient prophet who'd been caught on a lab. I tell you, it's lucky he didn't have a kid in there at the time. Oh, can you picture it?
Yeah, well, what would you like for Christmas? Oh!
Eddie was going frantic. He was tripping over his own feet, trying to rescue his mince pies.
Kenton, how long did it take you to round them up?
Oh, well, not that long, really. Ed sorted them out as soon as he'd stopped laughing.
Oh, well, it seems to have cheered you up anyway. Makes up for Usha letting you down, eh?
Oh, well, all work and no play, you know.
Well, I must say, if I'd been Shula...
I wasn't chicken. I did my dare, that's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard for you to appreciate, I know. I guess it's a male thing. Now, I showed him that real men don't bottle out of a challenge.
Oh. If I were you, I'd be very nice to Shula for the foreseeable future.
Oh, yeah, I kind of worked that one out for myself. In fact, I'm quite keen to get back into my twin's good books.
Oh, if you want to go on using her spare room.
Oh, no, not just because of that. There's another reason.
Oh, what? Stop that! Hello?
Shula, hi.
I'm sorry. He's such a baby. Spooks at anything.
Well, me lurking in the hedge. I came out here to do some fencing.
There now, you just behave. Debbie, I heard about you and Simon, and I really am sorry.
Oh, well, thanks.
No, honestly, I think that was a terrible thing he did to you. I was so upset when I heard.
Yeah. Well, it's happened, and now I've got to try and move on.
Yeah, if this horse wasn't being such a pain, I'd get off and give you a hug.
Oh, thanks for the thought, anyway.
And if you ever feel like getting away for an hour or so, feel free to pop over. Maybe we could go for a ride together.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Though I'm sure you must have other priorities.
My only priority right now is to become single again.
Yes.
I've seen my lawyer and set the ball rolling. I'm just waiting to hear back from Simon.
Oh, it must be grim for you.
Not a bowl of cherries, but I'm managing.
You're very brave.
No. To be honest, Shula, I feel a fool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the way it is. but it's very hurtful.
Auntie Peggy says you're moving out of the flat.
Yes, I already have. I'm in Kate's old cottage. I moved in yesterday.
Oh.
Nothing permanent, you know, just a place to lay my head.
Yes.
Mum wanted me to move back home, but I really need my own space.
Yeah, I'm sure I would too.
Though I must be fair on Mum. She's been so good to me. And Dad's been great too, really supportive and kind, you know. Beside him, you don't often see.
Good. Well, I'd better get him on.
OK. Thanks, Sheila.
Oh, you probably won't be coming down to the Green tonight to see the light?
No, I think I'll give it a miss this year.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Yay!
There they go, all round the green. Oh, yes, isn't that nice?
Oh, where's Jamie?
He's over with Daniel.
Kenta?
I want to talk to Sheila.
I thought you were a couple of seconds too late there, Bert.
Robbie, sure you was bang on.
Good show, though, don't you reckon?
Oh, wow.
Everyone seems to have made an effort.
All except one.
Oh, you mean Honeysuckle Cottage?
No lights there this year. It's like a black hole.
Well, it doesn't really spoil the effect.
Makes you think, though, doesn't it? This time last year, there was a doctor and his missus happily married, or so we thought.
Aye.
They had their lights up like the rest of us. And look at it now.
Alistair and I have got a suggestion.
Yeah, right.
Oh, would you and Jamie like to join us for Christmas dinner?
Yeah,
great idea.
Well, it's kind of you to ask. I had asked Kenton round to my place.
Oh, well, then don't let us.
No, come round to us. It's much simpler.
We'd love to have you, and, well, we thought it would be nice for the boys.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Great, let's do it.
Yes, all right, we'd love to. Thanks ever so much, Julia.
No, you're welcome.
I really look forward to that.
Jamie's heading off to the swings.
Oh, no, he hasn't even got his jacket on. Excuse me. Jamie!
Right, well...
Hey, why don't you let me buy you both a drink?
Thanks, but our supper will be ready.
Come on, 10 minutes.
No, really.
Another time, can't we?
Yeah. Sheila, there's something I wanted to discuss with you.
Oh?
It's a business idea I've been mulling over. I think you're going to like this one. It'll really interest you.
Kenton?
No, no, not another cyber cafe. Nothing like that. This is right up your street. Riding holidays.
You mean...
Yeah, you've got the perfect setup for it, and I've got all my experience from the yachting scene in Oz.
Look,
Okay, I know this isn't the time or place, but surely it's worth a thought.
I don't know, Kenton.
Oh, fine, there's no rush, no pressure.
I really don't want to talk about it now.
Well, that's okay. I just thought I'd sow the seed. You know, take your time, think it over.
Yeah, all right, I'll consider it.
Oh, great.
Kenton!
Okay, well, see you later.
Yeah.
Sheila?
All right, I know.
Well, I mean, what does he know about riding holidays?
It's not such a crazy idea. I've thought about it before.
Oh, it may be, but the yachting scene in Oz. He hasn't a clue. You know, he'd end up doing all the work.
Yes, perhaps.
And do you really want to start a new enterprise now?
Probably not. But if he's really keen, well, he could do some research anyway.
Well... So you're actually going to encourage him?
Well, now Usha's backed out of the cafe thing.
Yeah, well, she's got more sense.
I shan't encourage him, but if he wants to research it, I shan't stop him either. At least it'll give him something to do.
There you are. See this? Nice bit of seasoned ash. Just right for whittling.
Yeah, it looks okay to me.
Oh, well, you'll soon have your new baby Jesus. I'll make a start on it tomorrow.
Righto, then.
Well, you still don't seem too happy about it.
Well, it's bothering me. I don't like to think there's a thief in the village.
You mean...
Who took the first one? That's what I want to know.
Plenty of vaccine.
Yeah, tons. I'm going to run them down the middle here, give them a shot, and then on into the foot bath.
Okay.
Half a dozen at a time. I should get them all through by late afternoon.
I could send someone up here to give you a hand.
No.
Just to speed things up a bit?
No, it's only a one-man job.
Hello. Have you started yet?
Nope.
She's just about to.
Oh, aren't you staying to help her?
No, and I'm going to spend the afternoon in the office. Make a start on the DEFRA census figures.
You can't leave her to do the whole flock.
Mum, please don't fuss.
Right. It's a one-person job. I don't need Dad's help. I'm fine on my own.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'll come up later and see how you're doing.
I wasn't trying to interfere.
Okay, I didn't mean.
But I only came in because I wanted to tell you I'm taking some things down to the cottage this afternoon.
Things?
Well, some spare towels and a few odds and ends to make you feel more at home.
All right. Thanks, Mum.
Right, well, I'd better make a start on those figures.
Oh, Dad, well, both of you.
Yes?
I had a letter this morning from Simon's solicitor. He says he'll admit to the adultery.
Well,
does he now?
I should jolly well think so, too. How could he possibly have the nerve to deny it?
Well, he isn't going to.
That should make things a lot simpler for you.
Yeah. It means he won't contest the divorce anyway, so it should be just a formality.
So what's the next step?
I tell my solicitor to draw up the petition, then when it's ready, she'll send it to the court.
Okay.
Good. Well, at least it's got things moving. That's one less thing for you to worry about.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Come on then, Benny boy.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I can take him for half an hour.
Just while I see to this heifer.
Is she the one who was bullying this morning?
Yeah, I was hoping Mum would take Ben, but I think she's still asleep.
She's still insisting she'll go straight home after Christmas.
Well, we haven't really talked about it.
Well, I think it's crazy. She'd be miserable on her own. She ought to stay until the new year, at least.
I know, I quite agree.
OK.
We're down to our last few straws.
Yeah, you'll be doing this one day.
Have to think about getting some more.
So, how should we keep you entertained, Mr. Hay?
Get Chabba to sing to him.
No, that is the wrong answer.
Now he's joined your dad's choir. There'll be no stopping him.
Join? Press gang, do you mean? I hope Dad's not going to be too disappointed with him.
His voice isn't that bad.
Yeah, but doing karaoke to Christmas songs isn't quite in the same league as Dad's choir.
You'll find out at the weekend. They're having a rehearsal. Oh, hi.
You know what time it is? Why didn't somebody wake me?
Well, I didn't like to disturb you.
Oh, wish you had. I might have slept all afternoon.
So what's wrong with that?
Well,
Yeah, it's your granny, isn't it?
What's David doing with Ben?
Because I'm busy. I've got a heifer to inseminate.
How do you do that?
These are the semen straws. They're kept deep frozen by liquid nitrogen.
Oh.
I pick one out with the tweezers, throw it in the warm water. Then it goes into the gun and into the cow.
Oh, you're so clever. I'm sure I couldn't do it.
Right, Ben, my boy. Come on, shall we go and find some toys?
Now you're here, Mum, maybe you can take him.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to look after him?
Yeah, it'd be great if you could. It means I can get on with something.
Of course I will. You don't have to ask.
Oh, no, no. Wait, you... Oh,
hello, what's the problem?
Nothing, I'm all
okay,
right.
Okay, wait,
these ewes, that's about the third time I've dropped the spray.
Oh, that's easily done.
And she's moved on before I've marked her.
All right.
Stupid.
What, is this one?
Yes.
She's had her vaccine?
Yes, I think, yes, but she pulled away before...
Okay,
I, before...
okay, well, I've got her. There.
Thanks.
You're looking a bit stretched. Now, would you like me to stay?
No, I'm fine. I can manage now.
Come on, darling, I know you better than that.
Oh, Dad.
You poor old thing. I'm not surprised you're finding it hard.
I'm so slow. I'm not even halfway through.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have let you do it alone.
I just can't think. I can't concentrate on what I'm doing.
OK, well, you stop now and let me finish.
No,
yes,
I can't.
You can. You go back to the cottage. I'll do the rest of them.
Well, are you sure?
I'd be very cross if you don't.
Okay.
Now leave the kit here. I'll go back in and change.
Thanks, Dad.
There was a filter cracked in the dairy. I had to sort it out for Chabba.
Oh, don't worry. Ben and I have been quite happy.
He must be getting hungry.
Oh, he'll be all right for another 5 minutes. You sit down and have some tea.
Okay.
Is David coming in?
No, he's gone up to Home Farm.
Oh, will he be long?
I'm not sure. He's gone to see Debbie. There's something to do with Hassett Hills.
Well, I'll say this to you now anyway.
Say what?
I think I owe you both an apology.
Apology?
I don't want you to think I'm ungrateful after all the trouble you've been to...
Mum!
No, let me finish. Oh, I knew I wasn't getting by on my own, but I suppose I wasn't going to admit it, not even to myself.
We were getting quite worried about you.
And I know I haven't been easy, and you've all been so kind and patient.
We'd much rather you were down here with us.
And I'd sooner be here.
Well, I hope there'll be no more talk of you going back straight after Christmas.
Well, I'd love to stay on, of course, but...
But no buts.
I don't want to outstay me welcome.
Mum, for goodness sake, I was counting on you being here. I'm going to need your help.
Well, that case...
Not just for Ben. I've told Jill I'll do Christmas dinner this year, remember?
Oh, that's quite a tall order for you.
I know. I'm getting cold feet already.
Well, don't worry. We'll manage it between us.
And you'll need a holiday after that. So you'll have to stay on for the new year, won't you?
Debbie's finished for the day. She's going back to the cottage.
Oh, OK, not to worry.
Was it important?
No, she said she'd walk our crops tomorrow. I was going to offer to do it for her.
Oh, right.
And, well, I just thought I'd see how things were, you know.
They're not too good, I'm afraid. No, poor girl, she's really suffering.
That's why I came up, really.
I came in earlier and found her struggling with the ewes. She wasn't really up to it, so I sent her home.
Well, it's hardly surprising, is it?
Oh, this whole damn business. Just makes me so... Well, angry isn't really the word.
Well, I won't bother her now. I'll leave it till the morning.
I think Jenny's down there with her.
Okay.
You know, Harry?
Well...
I'm nearly through here. Take me a minute to clear up. Why don't you come and have a drink?
Debbie? Lou? Why didn't you answer the... Oh, darling. What is it? What's the matter?
Nothing. It's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, nothing's happened. You haven't heard from Simon again.
No. I'm all right, really. It's just...
Oh, would you rather be on your own? I mean, just say if you want me to go.
No. No, don't go.
Oh, is there anything I can do? Can I get you something to drink?
No, thanks. I'm sorry. This is silly. I shouldn't be...
No, it's not silly at all. You've been so brave. You have a good cry if you want.
Oh, I was all right. I was fine until... Well, it was when I saw the Christmas tree.
Oh, well, I brought it down this afternoon. I thought it would be a nice surprise.
Yes, it was.
Oh, dear, it was a mistake, I can see.
No, it's a lovely tree, Mum. It's gorgeous. It's just that... Oh, this sounds ridiculous, but...
Well, tell me.
Those huge trees Simon used to bring home.
Oh.
Remember, like something out of a forest? All the performance over the decorations.
Yes, I do remember, of course.
And that awful drink he made, the eggnog. It all came back to me suddenly in a rush, that's all it was.
Well, Christmas is a very special time, even
no,
if
no, no, don't get me wrong, I'm not having any regrets. He's finished, it's all over. But that doesn't take away the good times. And there were good times.
But, darling, of course
I
there were.
I shouldn't feel sad, really, but... Oh,
Mum. Let me top you up again.
Oh, no, thanks, I'm fine.
Not until it happens to someone close to you. To someone you really love.
Yeah. And it's the way it happened, too.
I keep thinking about how she must have felt when she walked into that office. Her whole life. Everything she believed in, suddenly.
Yeah. They don't come a lot worse, do they?
She's been so hurt, David. Terribly. It's made me want to reach out and try to protect her, but what can I do?
Brian, I know how much your support means to her.
Me?
Mm.
I'm the wrong person.
Oh, come on.
It's no use her turning to me.
No, you know that's not true. I mean, just take what you did for this afternoon,
oh,
eh?
That was nothing. Yeah, sometimes I feel as if I really don't understand anything. What is it inside us? What makes us hurt the people we love most of all?
What, like what Simon did to Debbie?
You know what I think of him.
I hope he rots in hell.
Yeah. We'll go along with that.
Yeah, but perhaps we shouldn't be too smug either. I mean, you don't have to be especially evil, do you? You needn't be a Simon Gerrard. We're all capable of it. Lies, deceit, betrayal. Given the right situation, the right circumstances. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I mean, you and I, we've seen it all before, often enough. Lives are wrecked. People are torn apart. And all supposedly in the name of love.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh. Depressing thought, isn't it?
It's all such a mess, David. Such a terrible mess.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.